Derech Eretz Kadmah Torah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Schoolmaker, and this week we're focusing on the Midah of Hakpada. Yesterday, we defined the Midah, and we said that internalized anger, resentment, pain can actually lead one to the Torah violation of hating. Because we defined that according to the Torah, a three-day avoidance cycle, minimally 3 days and maximally three regular intervals, is already considered hatred. And the Torah, with its incredible insight, is teaching us that hate is really cold war. It's avoidance. I'm not hitting you. I'm not blogging about you. I'm not cursing you. I'm not suing you. I am just avoiding you. And the power of avoidance is so powerful because speech, dibur, creates chibur, connection. And when I avoid you and the cycle increases, where after 3 days of not seeing you, you're even worse in my mind. And I started saying yesterday that we have to say that sometimes people need a little distance in order to come back to a relationship and love the person more. That is not sinna, according to the Torah. The Torah says, mitoch eva. If the reason why I'm avoiding you is because I can't stand you, I have animosity towards you. And the 3 days may be the beginning of 20 years of avoidance. So we really want to uproot the midah of hakpada. We want to make sure that we don't have internalized resentment and anger in order to be able to have Ahavat Yisrael. What I would like to introduce is that over time, I've developed five different tools for making sure that we don't have this midah of hakpada. So let's discuss them. The very first tool I'd like to discuss today is called vitor. Vitor means to actually move on, to not focus on the wrongdoing. It's to resolve this internally so that if I'm smiling at you and pretending like everything's fine, very soon I'm going to catch up and really in my heart, I'm going to forgive you and everything will be fine. So what does it mean to be mevater, to actually just like let something pass? The source we have for this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says, Kol ha-mavir al midotav, ma'avirin lo al kol pesha'av. Which literally means anybody who passes over his midah, Hashem will pass over your sins on Rosh Hashanah. Now, what does it mean to pass over a midah? The way we usually understand it is if I'm mevater to you, if I don't make a big deal about something you did for me, Hashem in return will make sure to not look at my sins very carefully. But Rashi in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin focuses and gives us a little bit of a deeper understanding of what it means to be mavir al midosav. So what does the word midah mean? We use midah to mean a characteristic, a personality trait. What does it mean to pass over your trait? Which trait are you passing over? So Rashi actually defines midah in this context to mean something different. Midah in Lashon of Chazal is also a measuring device. Think about a ruler, a measuring stick, a measuring cup, is midah. Limdod means to measure something. So Rashi has an amazing lashon that I think really becomes a mantra for us as we work on resolving our internal resentment. Rashi says, "Eino midakdek limdod midah limitzarinoto," that the Gemara is recommending that you don't measure the pain being caused to you. Umeiniach midotav veholech lo. He puts down the measuring stick and he walks away. I think it's such a beautiful concept. When somebody wrongs you, you tend to take out your measuring stick and you say, I always celebrate their birthday, but they didn't even call me on my birthday. You're holding your measuring stick. You're measuring your wonderful behavior compared to their inappropriate behavior. Or I was so generous with them, and invited them so many times, and they didn't even invite me back. We're measuring people's behavior. Rashi says to you, if you don't want to have resentment, you have to put down your measuring stick and walk away. And that is the key to not having hakpada. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. But the ability to not always, we notice, but we don't make Excel files in our brain of people's behavior versus ours. And that's the very first tool, putting down the measuring stick and walking away. Thank you for learning together.